Many years ago, when the Soviet Union broke up, I saw an article and a picture that I still remember to this day. It was a picture of men who were bodybuilders, and they were working out with this gym equipment, but the article said that the gym equipment had been made from discarded army tanks from the war. And the reason that always stays with me is I think of it as, in a way, as an image of what the Christian life can be. That we are seeking freedom, and in our struggles, people are using weapons against us. And if we are able to find the peace of God, we no longer need that encounter, that violent encounter. And we can take the things that were once used against us and become stronger through them. There are weapons that we as Christians are called to dismantle and to use to the glory of God instead of for conflict. Those weapons of war that are so prevalent in our culture are divisiveness, competition, greed, anger, and resentment. Those are the tanks. They are the weapons being used against us. But what is the response taught to us by Jesus? How can we take such things that are intended to harm us and use them to make us stronger? I think the answer is in Philippians. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Those Ukrainian bodybuilders had been through the war. They had been through a very difficult and dark time, and they had to struggle for freedom. But then, on the other side, they were able to look back and say, how can we take the things used against us and grow stronger through them? Those tank parts became tools to find new strength. There are choices that we make in the Christian life that allow us to transform threats into tools to make us stronger. If you were to read this Philippians passage and go one or two verses further, you would hear this. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. You turn threats into assets through the way you treat other people. If you have concern for other people and not only concern for your own good and your own agenda, then you take things that are potential weapons and you turn them into tools. Giving forgiveness in the face of hurt turns weapons into quiet strength. One of the ways that we are able to make those transformations is through our free will. The love of another person is not fate. It is not happenstance. It is not a bolt from the blue, as is so often portrayed. The love of another person is a decision. It is a decision. It is not a heightened version of liking somebody. It is a decision to love another human being as God loves us. We choose it. And we choose it by thinking about whatever is true and honorable and just and pure and commendable. We have to choose to love even in the face of meanness and marginalization and criticism from others. We change those weapons into tools and become stronger when we learn forgiveness. We turn the other cheek when we are hurt. This is not a way to win the game. It is a way to stop playing. There is a passage in Romans in which Paul writes that we are more than conquerors. He does not say that being in Christ Jesus makes us the best conquerors, but that we are more than conquerors. That we are able to choose something higher as in closer to God, something that is true and honorable and just and pure and commendable. Thinking about these things, as we are urged in Philippians, is not our human instinct. Especially in our time now, we like to brood on the things that have been done to us. We like to rationalize, to prove that we're right, that we're stronger, that we're smarter than someone else. But if we want to follow Jesus, we have to remember that it is more important to be loving than it is to be right. It is a choice. The world around us changes and can become more like the kingdom of God if we dismantle those things that have been used against us and put them into the service of a loving God of peace. Here's how it works. When we remember our own battles with fear, we can empathize with the people who strike out at us. We can remember that their attacks on us say much more about them than they do about us. We can offer them an unconditional love that maybe will allow that fear that they have or that anger to decrease so that they can find some sense of peace. We can let other people tell their stories without having to break in to tell our stories, without having to one-up another person, because we no longer need competition and attention to prove ourselves worthy of God's love. We can become listeners instead of competitors. Even when we experience grief, we can take that grief over unimaginable losses and remember that God has promised to wipe away every tear from our eyes. And we can offer that comfort to other people. And if we are able to choose to love, to choose to forgive, to choose to see the other person with compassion instead of resentment, then the hurts of the past no longer plague us. We can see them as manifestations of the other person's pain, not as an indication of our worth. Many of you have heard John Jenkins say that sin is a disease to be healed and not a crime to be punished. If someone hurts us, they need healing. They don't need vengeance. When we are able to do these things and to think about these things, we take something that was used against us and we use it to make ourselves stronger. If only we can breathe deeply, responding with love instead of anger, with forgiveness instead of vengeance, the things which once hurt us now do make us stronger. We have dismantled the tanks and the weapons. What have we put in their place? Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable. Think about these things.